This is the Sakar Merli of the 14th of September 2024. Essence. Sweet children, follow the Father's Shrimat and decorate yourselves. Do not spoil your decoration by thinking about others. Do not waste your time. Question. How are you children cleverer magicians than the Father? Answer. Whilst sitting here, you are decorating yourselves to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. While sitting here, you are changing yourselves. This too is magic. By remembering Alpha alone, you become decorated. There is no need to use your hands and feet, for it is just a question of thinking about it. By having yoga, you become clean, pure and beautiful. Both you, the souls, and your bodies become pure, and that too is a wonder. Om Shanti. The spiritual magician sits here and explains to you spiritual children, who are even cleverer magicians than the Father, what you are doing here. While you sit here, there is no sound or movement. The Father, that is the bridegroom, is showing this method to the brides. The Beloved tells you what you are doing while you are sitting here. You are decorating yourselves to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Would anyone believe this? All of you are sitting here, but you are number-wise according to your efforts. The Father says you have to become decorated in that way. That is your aim and objective for the future land of immortality. What are you doing while sitting here? You are making effort for the decoration of paradise. What would you call this? While sitting here, you are changing yourselves. The Father has given you the one key of man above, for when you sit and move around here. Apart from this, do not listen to or speak about useless things and thereby waste your time. Simply remain engaged in decorating yourselves. What does it matter to you whether someone does something or not? Simply remain absorbed in your efforts. This is a matter of understanding. When a new person hears this, he would surely be amazed. Some of you are decorating yourselves, whereas others are spoiling their decoration. They continue to waste their time thinking about others. The Father is telling you, children, to look only at yourselves and see what you are doing. He has given you a very short method. There is just the one word, man above. You are sitting here, but your intellects are aware of how the whole world cycle turns. We are now once again decorating the world. You are multi-million times fortunate. While sitting here, you are carrying out so many tasks. This is not a question of using your hands or feet. It is just a matter of your thoughts. You would say, while sitting here, we are decorating ourselves for the highest on high world. The mantra of man above is so elevated. It is by having this yoga that your sins will continue to be burnt away. And while becoming clean, you will become very beautiful. Souls are now impure, and so look at the condition the bodies have reached. You souls and your bodies will now become pure. This is a wonder. So you have to decorate yourselves in this way and imbibe divine virtues too. The Father shows all of you the same path, Alpha and Beta. It is a matter of just Alpha. Continue to remember the Father, and your decoration will be totally changed. You are even greater magicians than the Father. You are shown the ways to become decorated. By not decorating yourself, you create a loss for yourself unnecessarily. At least you understand what you used to do on the path of devotion. Look at what you have become through having spoilt your decorations totally. You are now being decorated with just the one word, with remembrance of the Father. Baba explains to you children so well and refreshes you. What are you doing while sitting here? While you are sitting here, you are on the pilgrimage of remembrance. If your thoughts go in other directions, you will not be decorated. You are being decorated, and so you also have to show the path to others. The Father comes to decorate us in this way. Shiv Baba, it is your wonder that you are decorating us so much. While walking, sitting, and moving around, we have to decorate ourselves. Some decorate themselves, then decorate others too. Some don't decorate themselves, and then also continue to spoil the decoration of others. They relate useless things, and also bring down the other person's stage. Then that one deprives himself of the decoration, and also deprives others of it. Therefore, think carefully about the methods that Baba has given us. You don't learn these methods by studying the scriptures of the path of devotion. The scriptures belong to the path of devotion. When you are asked, why do you not believe in the scriptures? Tell them, we believe in everything. We have done devotion for half a cycle. We read the scriptures, so why would we not believe in them? There is day and night, so we definitely accept both. This is an unlimited day and night. The Father says, sweet children, decorate yourselves. Do not waste your time. There is very little time. Your intellects have to be very broad and unlimited. Let there be a lot of love amongst you. You mustn't waste your time, because your time is very valuable. You are becoming like diamonds from shells. You are not listening to all of this unnecessarily. Is this a religious story? The Father only tells you one word. Important people do not talk too much. The Father shows you the path to liberation in life in a second. They, Lakshmi and Narayan, are beautifully decorated. And this is why many people continue to worship their images. The greater the person, the bigger the temple that will be built, and the more decoration that will be put on them. Previously, they used to garland the idols of the deities with diamond necklaces. Baba has experienced this. Baba himself made diamond necklaces for Lakshmi and Narayan. In fact, no one here can make the costumes like they had. You are now making those number-wise according to your efforts. The Father explains, children, do not waste your time or the time of others. The Father is showing you a very easy way. Remember me and your sins will be erased. You cannot have a lot of decoration unless you have remembrance. You are going to become those. You have to adopt divine natures. There should be no need to say anything for this, but because people have stone intellects, everything has to be explained. It is a matter of a second. The father says, "Sweetest children, you have spoilt your decoration so much by forgetting your father." The father says, "Continue to decorate yourselves while walking and moving around." However, Maya is no less. Some children write, "Baba, your Maya harasses me a great deal." "Oh, but she is not my Maya. This is just a play. I have come to liberate you from Maya." "So how can she be my Maya? At this time it is her kingdom completely." Just as day and night cannot be any different, so too this unlimited day and night cannot be any different, even by a second. You children are now decorating yourselves in this way, number-wise, according to your efforts. The father says, if you want to become the rulers of the globe, continue to turn the cycle of self-realization. You may live at home with your families. Here you have to do everything with your intellects. The mind and intellect are in the soul. Here you don't have any external mundane business. You come here to refresh yourselves and decorate yourselves. The father teaches everyone the same things. You come here to Baba personally to listen to new points, and then when you return home, whatever you have heard here is forgotten. As soon as you leave here, you brush down your aprons. You don't churn the things you heard. There are many places of solitude for you here. Outside, bedbugs continue to wander around. They kill one another and drink the blood. The father explains to you children, this time of yours is most valuable. Do not waste it. You have been given many methods with which you can decorate yourselves. I have come to uplift everyone. I have come to give you the sovereignty of the world. Therefore now remember me. Do not waste your time. While doing your work, continue to remember the Father. All of you many souls are lovers of the one beloved, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You have heard many religious stories of the world. The Father says, now forget all of those. On the path of devotion you remembered me, and you also made a promise. I will belong to you alone. There is the one beloved of so many lovers. On the path of devotion, they say, I will merge into the Brahma element. All of those things are useless. Not a single human being can attain eternal liberation. This is an eternal drama. All of them are actors in it, and there cannot be the slightest difference. The father says, simply remember the one, Alpha, and you will become decorated. You are now becoming that. You now remember that you have decorated yourselves many times. Baba, you will come every cycle, and we will listen to you alone. These points are so deep. Baba has shown you a very good method. I have to surrender to such a father. Lovers and beloveds are not all alike. Here there is just the one beloved for all of you souls. There is nothing physical here. However, it is only at the confluence age that you are shown this method by the Father. No matter where you go, whatever you eat and drink, whether you tour around or do your job, just continue to decorate yourselves. All of you souls are lovers of the one beloved, that is all. Continue to remember him. Some children say, I continue to remember Baba 24 hours a day. However, no one can have remembrance all the time. At the most, perhaps they have 2 to 2.5 hours of remembrance. When they write that they have remembrance for more than that, Baba does not believe it. If you don't remind others, how can Baba understand that you stay in remembrance? Is this something difficult? Is there any expense in this? Not at all. Simply continue to remember Baba and your sins will be cut away. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. The impure ones cannot go to the land of peace or the land of happiness. The Father says to you children, consider yourselves to be souls, consider yourselves to be brothers. Your parts of 84 births are now ending. You now have to shed those old costumes. Look how the drama has been created. You know it number-wise according to the efforts you make. No one in the world understands anything. Each one of you can ask yourself whether you are following the Father's directions. If you follow them, you will be decorated very well. Some spoil their decoration by telling one another wrong things and listening to them. They also spoil the decoration of others. People should constantly be concerned about how to become decorated. Whatever else there is, that is fine. Each of you just needs to be able to get 2 chapatis for your stomach without any trouble. In fact, the stomach doesn't need much. Although you are sannyasis, you are Rajyogis, neither very high nor low. You may eat, but you mustn't have too many habits. Simply remind one another. Are you remembering Shiv Baba? Do you remember your inheritance? Do you remember the decoration of the sovereignty of the world? Just think about what your income will be just by sitting here. Just by having the pilgrimage of remembrance, you will receive a lot of happiness from this income. There is no other difficulty. People continue to stumble along so much on the path of devotion. The Father has now come to decorate you. So look after yourself very well. Do not forget. Maya makes you forget, and you then waste a lot of time. This time is very valuable for you. By making effort to study, people can become whatever they want. Baba does not give you any other difficulty. He simply says, remember me. There is no need to take up any books, etc. Does Baba take up any books? The Father says, I come and adopt you through this Prajapita Brahma. He is the father of the people. So how could such a huge physical creation be created? Children are adopted. You are to receive the inheritance from the Father. The Father adopts you through Brahma. This is why he is called the Mother and Father. You also know that it is very accurate for the Father to come. He comes at the accurate time and will go back at the accurate time. The world definitely has to change. The Father is now giving you children so much wisdom. You have to follow the Father's directions. Students have to use their intellects to churn what they study. You also carry these sanskars with you. Just as the Father has these sanskars, so you souls are also filling yourselves with these sanskars. Then, when you come here, you will repeat the same parts again. You will come here number-wise according to your efforts. Ask your heart, how much effort have I made to decorate myself? Have I wasted my time anywhere? The Father cautions you, do not waste your time in useless matters. Remember the Father's Srimat. Do not follow human dictates. You didn't know that you are in the old world. The Father has told you what you were. There is so much sorrow in this old world. This part has also been received according to the drama. According to the drama, there are also many obstacles. The Father explains, children, this is a play about knowledge and devotion. It is a wonderful drama. Such a tiny soul is filled with a whole imperishable part. And he continues to play that. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Renounce everything and simply be concerned about how to become decorated like Lakshmi and Narayan. 2. Ask yourself, 1. Am I decorating myself very well by following Srimat and using the key of Man above? 2. Do I spoil my decoration by saying and listening to wrong things? 3. Do I interact with everyone with love, or do I waste my valuable time anywhere? And 4. Have I adopted a divine nature? Blessing. May you finish all waste thoughts by finding the cause of them and become an embodiment of solutions. There are two main reasons for waste thoughts arising. 1. Arrogance, abhiman, and 2. Feeling insulted, apman. Why am I given less? I too should receive this status. I should also have been placed at the front. In this, you either consider yourself to be insulted or you develop arrogance. To experience arrogance or feel insulted in terms of your name, respect, honour, in moving forward or in doing service is the cause of waste thoughts. To find the cause of them and to find a solution to them is to become an embodiment of solutions. Slogan. To travel to the sweet home with the power of silence is very easy. Om Shanti.